Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Robey with our call to worship. Please join me today as we ask God to reach out His hand and heal this land.
Awesome God, who keeps His covenant of mercy, we have sinned against You. We have resisted You time and time again, and now the nation is in disgrace. Our cities are divided, and ethnic tension is mounting in our neighborhoods. In the name of freedom, we have brought confusion, and now we have lost our way. But You, O God, are a faithful God. You are slow to anger and quick to forgive. Hear our prayer, and cause Your face to shine on us again.
Stretch out Your hand. Stretch out Your hand and bring restoration. Let Your mercy overflow us like a never-failing stream. By the blood of Jesus, cleanse us.
Father, God, we know that You hear our prayers and that You know our heart's desire that everyone come to know You, and that as we all see activities and events and circumstances in this nation, You would use these to draw all men and women to You, O Lord. We understand how that only You can heal this land. Let Your Holy Spirit do a work in our hearts and minds. Convict us of the sin in our lives as we confess those to You and receive forgiveness guaranteed by Your grace, demonstrated on the cross. Help us to be Christ to the world, and that by our good works they would see You in and through us. We know the promise made to Your people as You spoke to Solomon, that when we humble ourselves, pray, seek You, and turn from our wicked ways, You would heal their land. God, help us to follow these instructions, and please, Lord, please forgive us, individually and as a nation, and bring all people to you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. We truly thank God for the opportunity to worship with you today. You are listening to Call to Worship. Please invite your friends to join us each week at this same time. Our website, calltoworship.us is where you will learn more about this ministry and how it might help you or a friend. There, you can listen to previous broadcasts available to you anytime, day or night. You'll see archives of the Call to Worship programs. You'll find hundreds to choose from, right up to the broadcast from last week. You will also see our program devotional topics and scriptures, as well as the playlist for each one. Our website is also a safe and convenient place to make a contribution to this ministry. That address, calltoworship.us. If you would like a copy of today's program, simply contact us from our website, calltoworship.us, or by mail to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Please be sure to include today's date with your request for that CD. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. We really appreciate your encouraging letters, your generosity, and faithful support. When you write, would you please be sure to include the call letters of this station? Thank you. Your tax-deductible donation can be mailed to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Once again, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Thank you for joining us for this time of worship and praise today. Thank you for joining us for our call to worship and praise.
Draw me near. speak to me from heaven above. Fill thou my soul that I may know thy love, thy wondrous love. Hush my heart to hear thy faintest whisper. Speak, dear Lord, speak, dear Lord. Oh, may my will be lost in thine, my yielded heart to thee I now resign. Speak, Lord, I pray. Let the floodtide of thy glory, like a mighty sea, sweep o'er me, while I worship and adore thy name, thy matchless name. Precious holy name, through eternal years, the from Calvary, where thou, O Christ, didst shed thy blood for me, in agony, speak of thy undying mercy to me. There precious Lord, oh, melt my heart with Calvary love, burn out the dross with fire from above. Speak, Lord, I pray. From Calvary I implore thee, keep that vision e'er before me, while I worship and adore thy name, thy matchless name, precious holy
as we consider our sincere desire that God heal our land. Scripture makes it clear that when we are obedient to God's word, those attitudes and actions bring blessings on us and those around us. So since we want our nation to be blessed with His healing, well, then we need to read and follow the instructions. The psalmist David describes this process. I'll listen to Psalm 119. Blessed are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep His testimonies, who seek Him with their whole heart, who also do no wrong, but walk in His ways. Just listen as our Lord spoke to Solomon when the temple of the Lord was completed. 2 Chronicles chapter 7. At times, I might shut up the heavens so that no rain falls, or command grasshoppers, devour your crops, or send plagues among you. Then, if my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and restore their land. The spiritual prescription for forgiveness and God to heal our land through us is listed right there for us. Humble ourselves. Pray. Seek His face and turn from our wicked ways. Well, first of all, humility and humbleness are a state of mind and an attitude of the heart. It is basically recognizing who we are in comparison to the God of the universe, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The person and works of Jesus Christ are the example for us. Philippians chapter 2. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped for, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Prayer. We can pray anytime, anywhere, and in any way. Prayers can be written, spoken out loud, or in our hearts. It is communication with the Almighty. We're told in 1 Thessalonians 5 to pray without ceasing. Luke chapter 18. One day, Jesus told his disciples a story to show that they should always pray and never give up. There was a judge in a certain city, he said, who neither feared God nor cared about the people. A widow of that city came to him repeatedly, saying, "Give me justice in this dispute with my enemy." The judge ignored her for a while, but finally he said to himself, "I don't fear God or care about people, but this woman is driving me crazy. I'm going to see that she gets justice because she's wearing me out with her constant requests." James chapter 5, "And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray for one another, that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." Seek the Lord. Look for him in his word. Make it a priority to be in his presence. 1 Chronicles chapter 16. "Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him. Sing praises to him. Tell of all his wondrous works. Glory in his name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his presence continually." We must repent of our sin. Turn away from our wicked ways. God will forgive us, and his Spirit will give us strength to do good, to live righteously. Listen to Matthew 6. "Seek the kingdom of God above all else, and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need." And finally, Micah chapter 6. "O people, the Lord has told you what is good, and this is what he requires of you, to do what is right, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God." Lord, help us to do our part, to be obedient to you, to do our best, then to wait and watch in faith, trusting you with the rest.
I want Jesus in my
to know His leading in my life is worth everything that I might sacrifice. Oh, I want Jesus more than anything. Take the thing that I might want and all the things that seem so dear. I'd rather
I give all my problems. offerings to you. I give all my family to you. I give all my family to you. No matter the cost or what others do, I give all my family to you.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song. When you want healing and blessing for yourself, those around you, and this nation, it will be the results of humbling yourself, investing seasons in prayer, seeking the face of God, and turning away from your wicked ways. God loves us, and He will give us the strength to do what is right as we come to Him in faith. I pray that this time has been encouraging and an important part of your worship today. Please take just a moment to write to us. Our address, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. And if you're not yet a Christian, please listen, consider this. If you're not a Christian, then you must come to the point when you say, Lord, I've rebelled against you. I'm asking you on the basis of your promise that if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us our sins and will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I'm confessing my sin, agreeing with you that I'm living in sin. I'm asking you to forgive me. I repent of my sin, turning to you as my only hope. Here's my life. From this day forward, with your help, I give myself to you now. Please take a moment to write to us. I really appreciate your comments. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Or contact us through our website at calltoworship.us. That online address, again, is calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, if my people, who are called by my name, humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land.